The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
It's not just about good health, it's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com. Congratulations, social justice warriors. You've done it. You fought racism. You fought hate and you won, social justice warriors. Good job. You did it. You brought change to the racist breakfasts of America. Hats off to you for fighting for equality on the back of cereal boxes. Mm-hmm. Fighting to bring equality to the land of corn pops. No longer will human children think that only brown corn pops are janitors. Nay, nay, because of your efforts, social justice warriors, prioritizing what's important in the world, human children will now know that brown pops don't have to be janitors and that they're just as good as the yellow pops. Congratulations. It's a red letter day. You should be patting yourself on the back. You don't have to stay in your safe space today. Nay, you can walk proudly down the street, providing there's no loud noises or anybody opposing your views anywhere around. Puff your chest out, providing you're a man or a woman, I guess. And proclaim to the world that you fought racism on cereal boxes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Big problem in this country.
Yesterday, Brad Staggs, during headlines, informed us of a bizarre little tweet that went out of a gentleman targeting Kellogg's from Battle Creek, Michigan, saying that there is a picture on the back of your corn pops that is racist. You see that on your screen if you're watching on the Blaze TV. If not, go to theblaze.com/TV of animated corn pops, caricaturized inanimate objects that people consume. And one of them is a little bit darker.
Yeah.
And that one is a janitor cleaning up this mall-like scene of the other ones all just bouncing around having fun.
Doing weird things.
Right.
The other ones are they're doing weird
and
stuff.
The guy who writes for Marvel, who is writing Black Bolt, this is a black character from years gone by, who I don't know if it's a movie or he's writing the comic book, whatever, saw that and that his children were exposed to this and tweeted at Kellogg's that it was racist. Now, I'm not sure if it's racist, but even if it is racist, this is your priority. This is it. This is the battle you chose to fight in the name of equality today. I mean, you might as well be being clubbed alongside of Martin Luther King. Have the fire hoses turned on you.
Uh-huh.
This is the racism. Okay, okay. And that was bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy yesterday as we talked about it. But I was happy to move on until I saw that immediately Kellogg's responded.
That was the crazy part.
They melted the hell down along with this cat and responded that they will immediately change the artwork on their box. They are so sorry.
Yeah.
They flipped out. Now, I can kind of understand that because the worst thing that you can call somebody today, the worst thing that you could be today is a racist. I would argue that Stephen Paddock, the guy who murdered dozens and dozens of people in Las Vegas, wounding hundreds more, isn't thought of as bad as somebody who is out there in Charlottesville with a little burning cross. I bet there are a lot of people that consider racist, whether you're actually one or not, but that term, labeling somebody that, worse than a pedophile, worse than a mass murderer. That's the world we live in. Right.
That we should ever point out differences between us.
No.
We're all the same. Every one of us, the same. We look the same. We act the same. We feel the same.
So I understand. It's insane. It's nutty that Kellogg's would respond like this, but they
see
have.
What you did there.
Nutty. See what I did there? Because a lot of breakfast cereals have nuts in them and whatnot. So here's the original tweet, first of all, from the guy that works for Marvel. Hey, at Kellogg's US, why is literally the only brown corn pop on the whole cereal box, the janitor. This is teaching kids racism. Okay. He followed up. Yes, it's a tiny thing, but when you see your kids staring at this over breakfast and realize millions of other kids are doing the same, ..
Yeah.
Okay. Kellogg's immediately tweeted back, Kellogg's is committed to diversion. It's cereal! Keep this in mind. It's cereal and cereal boxes. Okay. Let me do this again. I'm serious. From Kellogg Central, tweeting out, Kellogg's is committed to diversity and inclusion. We did not intend to offend. We apologize. The artwork is updated and will be in stores soon. Then, Kellogg's officially puts out a statement after the tweet. The statement is, Kellogg Company has respect for all people, and our commitment to diversity and inclusion on the back of friggin' cereal boxes has long been a top priority. We take feedback very seriously, and it was never our intention to offend anyone. We apologize sincerely. The package artwork has been updated and will begin to appear in store shelves, on store shelves soon as it flows through distribution.
He's also, I think, the only one wearing shoes, isn't he?
Yes, and he's also the only one with a job. He's the only one actually doing anything, working in any professional capacity. All of the rest of them are flipping out. He's also not the pervy one that is yellow in the bushes. That is kind of a peeping Tom there. You can see it right down there. I love it there. A guy with the little binoculars and whatnot.
Oh, there's all kinds of fascinating things happening on the back
of this box. And that's what you got?
Animal cruelty is on the back of this box.
Yeah, exactly.
The whack-a-mole.
Right, kind of torture another one. They're getting ready to cut the string so one falls. There's all kinds of nutty things. And by the way, it's cereal. It's caricaturized cereal. Congratulations, social justice warriors. You must be so proud of yourself that you've gotten Kellogg's to respond and you have done what? Something good today. That'll teach it. That's the kid who was like, you know, I was thinking about going out and clubbing brown people and burning crosses today. But now I realize Kellogg's is no longer going to be racist.
Uncle Willie's corn on a stick.
That's on the back of the box as well.
There's all kinds of weirdness on the back of this box.
You know what? I call on Kellogg's this morning to continue their efforts to promote inclusion and diversity.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I call on them, not just Kellogg's, nay, also Post and General Mills as well. The Big Breakfast, I call on you, Big Cereal, to step up today and fight for inclusion, fight for diversity inside the box, not just on the box. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Go ahead. Go to your kitchen right now. Pour that bowl of Frosted Flakes. What color are they? They're all white. How dare you? Go ahead. Pour that box of Cocoa Puffs. What color are they? They're all brown.
That's right.
How come we're not fighting it inside the box as well? Rice Krispies? Why have we segregated Rice Krispies from Cocoa Krispies? Why can't we have rice and Cocoa Krispies together? Why not?
They're just pushing their agenda. They're just pushing it on us, and they're forcing it on the kids.
Which is why I support Fruity Pebbles. And I'll only be enjoying Fruity Pebbles from here on out. Notice the inclusion in the Fruity Pebbles.
It's a nice rainbow.
Look at it. It's a rainbow coalition of cereal. Every bite you put in your mouth, a yummy, yummy rainbow coalition of diversity.
Mm-hmm.
Every yummy bite that I put in my mouth is a virtual cornucopia. It's an ECT word for you there.
Yeah.
Virtual cornucopia of diversity. The yellows, the pinks, the oranges, the blues, the greens, all represented right there.
And of course, Barney and Fred there. Where are Wilma and Betty?
They went to a lot of Loyal Order of the Water Buffalo meetings together, right? There's a lot of questionable activity.
I think so.
Do you notice? Fred has triangles on his... What is that, a shirt? Whatever. He has triangles. Yeah. Triangle is a symbol for... Homosexual community.
Absolutely.
See what I'm saying?
I do.
And what is the name?
Fruity.
Fruity Pebbles, right?
Right.
All over the place.
And look at the two letters that are highlighted in Fruity.
Are you?
Uh-huh.
Are you? Wink, wink. Right? There it is. So
Post.
Post has figured this out. I mean, I wish their Cocoa Pebbles had such diversity, but at least this is a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine that the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ community this morning will start promoting Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
Because that's what I want in my mouth, diversity. I want diversity in my mouth every morning. And by the way, in the evening too, because...
In the morning, in the evening...
Right.
And we got diversity.
Right, because we know that Fruity Pebbles are good anytime throughout the day.
Oh, yeah.
You know. There it is.
Are you fruity?
Now, that's along with this campaign, I'm asking you to submit suggestions for liberal cereals. I'm just looking for some ideas that, you know, maybe we can approach this differently. If we use the hashtag liberal cereals that I just tweeted out this morning, maybe we come up with some suggestions for Post and General Mills and Kellogg's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some ideas for them.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Maybe then they will pick up that baton and carry that diversity forward, promoting other cereals as diverse as Fruity Pebbles. There's all kinds of ideas out there.
I spent a little time at Kroger last night taking picture of cereal boxes, which people did kind of look at me rather strangely.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of
You know what? You know who looked at you? You know who looked at you strangely? Racists. That's right. Homophobes.
Right.
That's who it was.
Yes.
That's why they were looking. They didn't get it. They're not even noticing the lack of diversity when it comes to our breakfast cereals.
No.
So shame on them, Brad. Yeah. And I'm glad you stood. You know what?
I stood tall.
You did see, you know, it was like people who've been clubbed for their differences and murdered for them.
It was hard.
You were like Matthew Shepard last night.
It was hard.
Walking down that aisle with people giving you the look of disdain. How dare you take pictures of cereal boxes for diversity?
I stood up to it.
Good for you. Good for you.
I stood up to it.
Solidarity.
I feel better. Much better.
Get those in. Hashtag liberal cereals. We'll take your suggestions and maybe we can do some good this morning because that's what I'm all about. Hashtag liberal cereals.
Cocoa Puffs lives matter.
That's right. They do. Mm-hmm. I put that out there yesterday, too. I tweeted out some, you know, where is the diversity calling on Kellogg's? And you know what? I hope you tweet at Kellogg's and Post and General Mills, you know, and tell them, hey, you vote with your dollars. You vote with your dollars. And unless I see more diversity in the breakfast cereal aisle, then you know what? I'm not going to support your little company anymore.
Move it over to Cream of Wheat.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I had Cocoa Wheat. Yeah, they were yummy. Mm-hmm. Sure, love the Cocoa Wheat. Is it Wheats? Cocoa Wheat.
Cocoa Wheat.
Love the Cocoa Wheat. But how come have to have Cocoa Wheat or Cream of Wheat? How come it has to be different? Come on now. It's not just about good health. It's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag What I Learned Today. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.